Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and thank you and worship you for this magnificent book we call the Word of God. Thank you, Father, that we have this book. We have it to look at and to believe. Lord, help us to believe the promises in this book. This book is so awesome and so mighty, and these promises are so awesome. Father, reveal to us today by the Holy Spirit the truth of this mighty word so we may believe this book and act on this book so we can see you do the great and mighty things that you promised to do through your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And then today I'm going to take you to a set of scriptures in John 14, 12, 13, and 14. In these three verses, there is such unlimited power that we, the church, just don't believe these things will work for us. And, of course, that's why they don't work for us. I want you to hear what the Lord had to say here. I'm going to start out here in the King James, in John 14, 12. And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me." Now, that's the kicker right there. He that believeth on me. And I mean the one that really believes on Jesus. You can't just believe a little bit. You got to believe with all your heart. He says, "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father." And let me quote that to you out of the Living Bible. Jesus said, "In solemn truth I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done, and even greater ones, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask the Father for anything in my name, and I will do it." Now, think about that. When you think about these promises, in fact, he gave it to us in a double back-to-back there. After John 14, 12, Jesus said, "I say unto you, he that believeth." In other words, he that believeth. That's the secret. You got to believe. And when he makes that statement, "He that believeth, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And verse 13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Then he says, "So if you love me, keep my commandments." What are his commandments? Walk in love. And he said, "If you will keep my commandments," then he says, "and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you will see me, because I live, yet you shall live also." Now, if we stop and think about those awesome promises right there, I couldn't even tell you how many miracles I've seen from quoting John 14, 13, and 14. But I have quoted those promises. That is a blank check. Jesus said in John 14, 12, "to them that believe." Well, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we start believing the King? I mean, when we speak in the name of Jesus, I took those two verses in John 14, 13, and 14 here a few years ago, and my little granddaughter had been in a car wreck. In fact, her skull was crushed in five places. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes were disconnected from her brain. I mean, she was in extremely bad shape. Extremely bad shape. Her face had hit the seat in front of her at a closure speed of 140 miles an hour. Both vehicles driving 70 miles an hour. and her face, she hit that seat in front of her when her seatbelt was cut and throwed her into that thing, and it crushed her skull in five places. It busted her face all to pieces. When I got to the hospital, her face was bleeding. Her blood was running out her eyes, her ears, her nose, her mouth. Every opening in her head was bleeding. I mean, it was awful what she looked like. And then when the doctor told me the brain stem was severed and the eyes were disconnected from the brain, and he said, there's no way she can live. He said, whenever she hit that seat in front of her at such a force, the brain came forward and hit in the cavity of the skull and just jerked everything loose in the back. And then when the cars bounced back, it slammed the brain toward the back of the skull, and it jerked the eyes and everything else loose. So he said there's virtually nothing attached to her brain. And he said, you know, it's over for her. She's going to die. I said, oh, no, not with promises like John 14:13. Not with promises like John 15:7. John 15:7. These are just blank checks the king has given us. The problem is we just don't believe these things. Now, if we go to these mighty promises, like, for instance, if we go to John 14:13, which we just quoted, and then we go on down to John 15:7. John 15:7 makes a statement like this. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, let me tell you, that is a blank check to the body of Christ. Jesus is telling us as his children what we can do, what we're supposed to be able to do, but the majority of us do not believe these mighty promises. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And then he goes on in verse 8, says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. So continue in my love. Now, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, he says, keep my commandments. Well, what is it? This is my commandment. Verse 12. This is my commandment to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. In other words, keep his commandments. Walk in love. This is my commandment. Somebody will say, well, what is the commandment of God? Well, here it is in John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Just think, the Lord has made us a blank check. I mean, absolutely, he has given us a blank check. But he didn't just give it to us in one place. He gave it to us in many places. But for these great and awesome promises to work for you and me, we have to do what he says, and we have to keep his commandments. Now, if we keep his commandments and walk in love, he has literally given us the power to bind and to loose on this earth. He says, anything that we bind on earth should be bound in heaven. And anything that we loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. He has literally given us a blank check to bind and loose. Do we have the power to bind evil spirits? Yes, we do. Now then, do we have the power to bind the devil? No, I don't believe there's a precedent anywhere in the Bible where we can bind the devil. Because the devil, he's the head of this whole operation, but we can command his demons to leave and get out of our life. We can bind their power over us and cause them to leave us. In other words, you have been given all power and all authority on the earth. Jesus, whenever he casts a devil, Satan himself, out of heaven, years and years ago, because in 2,000 years ago, Jesus made a statement in Luke 10:18. He said, "And I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Now, if he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, he was there and he cast him out. That's how he saw him fall. Well, the next verse, after Luke 10:18, Jesus turns to you and me, says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to trample or to tread on the serpent," which is Satan, "and his scorpions," or his demons. He said, "All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather be thankful that your names are written in heaven." Right there, we have the power to drive out evil spirits. We have the power to break the power of the enemy over our loved ones, that their minds are being blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan. We can kick these devils out. We can command these things to get their hands off our loved ones. Just like in earlier, well, we were talking over there in the book of Acts, where Paul, this woman, had the spirit of divination. And he said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come out of her." And that evil spirit came out. Now, if you have something or someone in your life that is being tormented by the devil, that's being depressed, or sickness and disease, or they've got a spur in their foot. In fact, I had a lady the other night that she said, "Do you believe everything's a demon?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I've got a spur in my foot, and you can't tell me that spur is a demon." She said, "I will never believe it." I said, "Woman, you want to be healed?" She said, "Well, of course." I grabbed her by the arms right quick. I said, "You devil of hell, come out of her foot in the name of Jesus." I said, "Now, ma'am, stomp your foot. He's gone and you're healed. Jesus Christ has healed you." And she said, "That can't be true." And she picked up her foot and started stomping. And she said, "My goodness gracious, it's gone." But she said, "I got a pad in my shoe. Let me take my shoe off." She took her shoe off and stomped on the floor. And she said, "You're right, it's gone." I said, "Of course it's gone. It's just a devil." I said, "You have power and authority over them devils, them demons, in the name of Jesus." I said, "Start doing something in faith. Jesus told us that to them that believe." And I said, "I'm a believing believer." He said, "We can cast out devils and heal the sick." I said, "Praise God for the power of God behind His Word." We invite you to give us a call. We've got all kinds of audio and video and CDs on these teachings on these subjects. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can request tapes, or you can listen to these teachings again. They're on the website. Have a blessed day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.